you're feeling angry or sad, or maybe when something makes you feel afraid, do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Still screaming. Terry from Vacant State. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation with your host, Aaron, and coming to you over the airwaves of CITR Radio, www.citr.ca, 101.9 FM, and start off with two tracks featuring somebody that left us last week, long-running member of the local punk and metal community, Stefan Novotny. Rest in peace. Had the pleasure of meeting the guy a lot of time, many times, and saw a few bands that he played in, including the first two bands that we just played. Ninth Hour from the Dead on the Road, Dead and on the Road release, track called Police State. According to the compilation, it says they're from Victoria, but actually they were from Nanaimo. And we ended the sets off with a demo which came out a few years back, Still Above Snake, with a track with from the release Year of the Snake, and you can really hear Stefan's awesome musical prowess on that song. Very good guitar player. So rest in peace, Stefan. Very nice guy. And there will be a benefit for Stefan's family April 3rd, Friday, at Funky Winker Beans, with Death Sentence, Dagle Abortions, Cardi 7, Drunken Superheroes, and Still Above Snakes. Who we just heard, quite the tragedy. Tragic event last week. Well, nobody lost their life, but you never know. Some marine life may be lost in the Burrard Inlet there. Big container fire, and which happened at the port of Vancouver. And this one is going out to my friends in the downtown east side. And this is a track by Chelsea. It's called Evacuate. Here on Generation Annihilation, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR.
just do what I like. Yeah, dodged by open and a wheel was in. The judges please don't miss you, can I just swing it in? Down on the ground, the bigger man he roars. The people respond and the tension it soars. All around in terror, terror it rains. The women are screaming, cause some are insane. The cops are here, the big man he yells. The little kid alone tried to dodge the shells. Oh man, just do what I like. We'll be right back.
This is Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
On Drive 2015, 0, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000,
Fun Drive 2015 has concluded with a bang. We're almost at our $40,000 goal, which will allow us to complete the digitization of our reel-to-reel archives and make decades worth of independent radio history accessible online. And because our current site is full of kinks and always on the verge of meltdown, this money will go towards a new website which will make accessing CITR easier than ever before. For less than the price of a coffee, pledge to help preserve CITR's past and future. Or donate more and receive great prizes. CITR apparel, framed Discorder art, a new tape which collects historic live music from CITR, and more. Go online at citr.ca to pledge. Donate today, and let's get digital.
Thank you.
Yes, and thanks to those who donated to the fundraising drive show here on Generation Annihilation and all the other fine shows. And yes, it's not too late, as you heard sitting at about 32 grand, still trying to make it up to the four mark. But if you keep those donations coming in online, we can very well achieve that. And we started things all off with Chelsea Evacuate, titled track of the 7-inch Evacuate, going back to 1981. Followed with brand new UK Subs, Yellow, or no, we heard Cyanide in the set before that, so The Job, and that's from a self-titled release, full-length, going back to 1977 on Pye Records. And we followed with UK Subs' Yellow Leader. Track we heard was called Chemical, and UK Subs touring North America this spring. No Canadian dates, but they're playing Seattle on May, when is it? Oh, I forget. June 14th, that's what it is. Yeah, the following night, June 15th in Portland, Oregon. So yeah, UK Subs, that's worth making a road trip for. Followed with brand new Buzzcocks, Damaged Stories. It's their latest on 1-2-3-4 Go Records from this Manchester act that just keeps going and going. People Are Strange Machines was the name of the track. And right about this time, we're going to get into Edmonton, Alberta's Rebuild Repair on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Samantha Vasquez. I've been living in Canada for 7 years now. Since I moved here, I've realized the importance of living in a bilingual country. and how important it is to speak both languages as well, how it opens the doors, and how important it would be if the whole population could be fluent in both languages. I had the opportunity to live in the East Coast as well, in Montreal, and I wish West Coast was the same way, that people could actually communicate in both languages.
Bonjour, mon nom est Marc Gometa. For me, French is obviously important because it is my first language, but having been here for over 15 years, I can definitely say I have very well adopted English as my main language. I think it's important to teach and learn French here on the West Coast because it's a language that defines our nation through history and its stories, as Roland Barthes and other great French thinkers would put it. Learning English allowed me to rediscover my own language and culture, and I'm quite convinced that the other way around would hold just as true for anyone on the West Coast. French and English debate have been quite political in the past, but newer and younger generations are ready to embrace the rich cultural diversity from one end of the country to the other.
Hi, my name is Michael Carstens, and I started learning French in high school, and since then it has become a passion. French is important to me because it's not only a beautiful language, but it's also one of the largest in the world. It's the language of love, and it's something that can also help you develop personally and professionally. We should learn French in the West Coast because it is, after all, the second official language of Canada, and French language and the culture should not only be available to the East Coast. Speaking French for me has allowed me to create some amazing relationships and feel included to a culture that is at times similar to us, yet so different.
Join us for the Rendezvous de la Francophonie, March 6th to 22nd. More information at rvf.ca.
Oh, y'all, this is Tommy from One Way System. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All return!
All right, and you are tuned into Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with Rebuild Repair out of Edmonton, Alberta, from the Damaged Stories CD release. We heard a track called Agoraphobia, and we followed with New Regrets out of the Midwest, Indianapolis, track called Ripper from their self-titled 7-inch release. And we followed with the Inbred from a release going back to the late 80s on Toxic Shock Records, going back to 1989, yeah. And they were from West Virginia, and the track we heard was Baby Let's Play Exile, followed with Chicago's Naked Ray Gun, from their self-titled last release, I believe. Last release they did, I'm going to say early 90s, could be wrong. I don't know. Yeah, 1990, this one came out before some of the members went to play in Peg Boy. And the track we heard was called Fever Island. And we're going to get into some UK stuff. Going to head across the pond and hear some of the new hardcore, which is coming out in the UK. And this is from a band called Arms Race. Name of the 7-inch is called Gotta Get Out. And the name of this song is called Hang the Scum. On Generation Annihilation.
Scum! Yeah.
Right, just when you thought hardcore and angry music was dead in the UK, well, yeah, there's five acts that'll prove you wrong. Five brand spanking new acts out of the United Kingdom. Started things all off with Arms Race, and heard a track called Hang the Scum, and that's from their Gotta Get Out 7-inch EP, followed by Die from the Vexed EP. We heard a track called Pressure. Yeah, and that one was recorded in the early summer of last year. Came out last year, actually. And we followed with Violent Reaction. Yeah, some straight-edge hardcore from the UK. Actually, before that, we heard from Flex from The Wild in the Streets, full-length release. We heard a track called Bloodsucker. And, this one came out on Milk Run Records. It's a full-length release. And we followed with Violent Reaction from the Marching On LP. We heard the title track, Marching On, and these guys are a straight-edge hardcore band. Yeah, they sound like they got a bit of a street punk Oi influence to them as well, but they sound awesome. I'm really liking them out of this recent crop of fine UK hardcore. And yeah, I guess these guys will be playing over this side of the world. They'll be playing Brooklyn, New York, April 3rd. I guess more dates to follow. And we ended the set off with Higher Power. And this is from a demo tape of theirs called Blocked Out. And it's on a record label called Neutral World Records. And the track we heard was called Peace. So yes, five new UK hardcore acts who you want to check out. And out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, this is A Seal on Generation Annihilation, CITR. We'll be right back.
Sunday, March 8th is International Women's Day. Tune in to CITR between 12 and 8 p.m. for FemCom programming focused on female musicians, artists, women's issues, and more. For the full programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca.
Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR. Start things all off with a Seal from a record called Les Infants Bastards Dune Pays Maudit. Rust and Machine Records, we heard a track called Poison. And followed with Needles Out of Chicago from their self-titled release of theirs, which has a few 7-inch releases. Track we heard was called Blocked Out. And we ended the set off with Vancouver's Conform from the Conform and Die demo. We heard a track called War is Sorrow. And Conform will be playing the Hindenburg at 23 West Cardova this Tuesday with Life Chain from Halifax and local band, brand new local band called Blockhead. So yes, check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook. And we're going to leave you with another track featuring the late Stefan Nifadi on guitar. Rest in peace, brother. This is a band he played in from the 90s to the early mid-2000s, and this is from a 2000 album called Concentration of Suffering, and this is a track called Scarred from the Inside. Building up.
I can feel it all the way down in my clothes. You're not swollen. Light blue fuel. Red fuel. Red blue. I want to fight for the car with the big steel down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special two plums for one.
Fun Drive 2015. 0, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000.
Fun Drive 2015 has concluded with a bang. We're almost at our $40,000 goal, which will allow us to complete the digitization of our reel-to-reel archives and make decades worth of independent radio history accessible online. And because our current site is full of kinks and always on the verge of
meltdown,
this money will go towards a new website which will make accessing CITR easier than ever before. For less than the price of a coffee, pledge to help preserve CITR's past and future. Or donate more and receive great prizes. CITR apparel, framed Discorder art, a new tape which collects historic live music from CITR, and more. Go online at CITR.ca to pledge. Donate today and let's get digital.
Thank you.
Thank you.